90.9 WBDG FMHD1 Indianapolis, whatever else you want to say for this beautiful, beautiful radio station. It's off the rails. I'm here with Max and Cooper. Say hi.
No.
Hi.
There you go.
you got Max.
Yeah. I'm leaning back today. I'm leaning back in my chair. I'm feeling comfortable. I'm feeling nice. You know, I want to have a relaxed environment today. So let's talk about politics.
Oh, boy.
No, let's not talk about politics. Actually, let's talk a little bit about politics.
Yeah, that one fella in that one branch of the government. I disagree with him.
I got a story. So at work at Goodwill, in the break room, we had a box of matches, and they were handing them out just in the break room, and they were presidential matches. This is my political talk. And I got my favorite president on the first try. Can you guys guess who my favorite president is for my appearance alone? That's close.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Also close. He's my second.
I was right. If it's not Taft, it's Garfield.
It was
Cleveland.
Kennedy. But I was just going to say because the eyeliner. But anyway.
I was about to say you look nothing like Kennedy.
I was going to say you look like a farmer because you have overalls on today.
There you go.
Well, you fit the state of Indiana.
Yeah, I got overalls and a sweater.
It was National Popcorn Day yesterday.
Really?
So yeah, it was like Indiana's favorite holiday.
That's awesome.
Oh, I thought that was National Coffin Day because we make the most of those.
We do?
Yeah, Batesville, Indiana.
Batesville, Indiana. That's a good fact. Yeah. Everyone at home, did you know?
Did you know? Makes the most coffins.
It's sad. Kind of nice, but sad. I think I'm leaning back. Which is weird
because we don't have much of a timber industry.
We don't?
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, there's more than just wood coffins.
Like, Alabama and such.
But there's more than wood coffins. There's like ornate coffins with like rhinestones.
Yeah.
You ever seen one of those, a bedazzled coffin?
No.
Nah, it looks like a Barbie phone. You like place it in and it like shines. This is dark. We're on a sad subject.
You said relaxed. This is pretty relaxed.
That's relaxing for you?
Yeah.
Do we need to have you talk
to someone? Coffins are just beds for sleeping people.
Yeah, sure.
But like,
aren't all beds for sleeping people?
No, not all beds. And then you go into a commercial about like how a certain brand is better than the other one.
Oh, that would have been a good segue.
Yeah. Can't do that though because we're not sponsored by any.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna say a brand I actually support. Not at all. No, I haven't used Purple mattresses. They probably are comfortable.
I've slept on one before. Yeah,
this isn't sponsored. We're just
we're just going over like mattresses.
This is our mattress review.
This is our mattress review.
I sleep. What size beds do you guys have?
Tiny.
Tiny. You're a big guy. That's not even a fat joke. You're like just huge. Like you're like 6'3".
I'm 6'4".
6'4". Okay. Max, what do you sleep on?
A bed.
Yeah. What kind of bed?
I don't know the size.
What color is your blanket?
White.
White.
You got a
white blanket?
Yeah.
Where do you get white blankets from?
Well, it's like a comforter.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a white comforter. It's one of those ones. But like, do you have any other blankets?
No, I just sleep with the one.
How do you sleep in the summer?
We don't sleep in the summer. No.
Yeah, in the summer I got this nice super light like 20-year-old green blanket that I have.
Nice.
Awesome.
I have a Virgin Mary blanket. I have like a big Mother Mary blanket, a Madonna blanket. I just have that.
You went from the Virgin Mary to Madonna.
So I'll just keep naming off biblical women. Anyway, no, I got Mother Mary, and then I have a black comforter on a pretty big bit. My stomach just made a loud growl noise.
I could hear it from over here. So wow. Headphones on.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, so here's the real question. How many pillows do you guys sleep with?
Three.
Respect. Same here.
Yeah.
I have three on there, but I really only use two.
I only use one. It's like a body-sized pillow for like my head, and I like fold it in half.
That's smart. Yeah. But then you get a permanent like 90-degree angle in it.
That's fine.
I feel like if I do that, it would like break, and I don't know what. I doubt it
like
happens.
Tear. Yeah. Like your head's so strong, it like rips through it.
It's because I'm so smart, obviously. You're right.
It's being way right.
Big brain.
All right, now here's the real question here. Do you have to sleep diagonally, or is that just me?
Diagonally?
Yeah, because there's no bed in the world that's long enough for me, except maybe Shaq's.
So wait, so... Oh, so you sleep at like an angle.
I have to sleep at an angle.
I'm a slob, and my bed is always just covered in stuff. Like, not even trash, just like stuff.
Like, how do you sleep with stuff on your bed?
I got a pretty big bed, but I sleep at an angle, but like, I sleep in like super contorted positions. Like I sleep like a horror movie character.
Yeah, I mean, most people do. Let's be honest here.
It's the most comfortable way to sleep. I probably have scoliosis, the way I sleep.
I gotta say, have you ever seen any Family Guy episode where any of them fall or get knocked over?
Yeah.
That's how I sleep.
That's a good way of, like, your arms behind
arms behind your back and one's in front of you.
It's completely contorted. That's how I it's very comfortable.
It is. It's very comfortable.
Max, I feel like you sleep in, like, a military position.
No.
he sleeps standing up.
I don't really, I guess, sleep in, like, one certain area every single time. I'm, like, always having to move around just to get comfortable at night. So I never really know, like...
He sleeps like an Olympic swimmer.
Yes, I just sleep swimming like this.
Now, do any of you have family members that snore super loudly?
Am I going to out people? Let's just out family members. Yeah, I do. Shout out to my grandma. What up, Grandma? You snore loudly.
All right, on that one, yo, what up, Grandpa? Why do you snore so loudly? I can hear him two stories above me.
It's incredible.
Kind of funny, yeah. Actually.
I think I snore pretty loudly, but only when I'm super tired. So that's the only reason I feel like I'm able to call out people, is because everyone in my house snores at least somewhat, but no one as loudly, I feel like, as me when I'm super tired or as my grandma.
I don't snore, but apparently I talk in my sleep.
I don't think I talk. I feel like I would be terrified if I talked in my sleep. I wouldn't sleep.
Just going to be doing a radio show live while you're asleep.
Yeah, apparently I get, like, really emotional when I sleep. I keep talking about stuff. I've never been political in my sleep, though, so...
Remember, Cooper talks about his ex-wife.
Remember, kids, don't be political while you sleep.
Oh, that's scary.
You pull a Leslie Nope
and start writing speeches in your sleep.
Leslie, that's Parks and Recreation.
Parks and Rec is a good show.
It's a great show.
It was a great show.
I like it more than The Office.
Oh, yeah. Poor Gary slash Jerry.
There you go.
Slash whatever it is now.
Terry. I think it was Barry at the end.
Barry
of the
was one of them, yeah. Actually, it's Barry now.
Yeah. For those confused, Parks and Recreation is beautiful Midwestern parody of The Office.
Based in Indiana.
It's based in Indiana.
Even though Pawnee's a town in Illinois.
Yeah. I think they said it was supposed to be...
It's Pawnee, Indiana.
Around Muncie area. Thought that's what it said. I know they have Eagleton, which is Carmel.
That's the thing. It's actually true, though.
I want to make sure that that's not, like, just being rude or anything.
No, it's not rude. They're not listening.
They don't listen to us.
They have their own radio station.
It's true.
They're too good for us.
They're too good for our radio station.
No Carmel slander allowed. Carmel's a beautiful town.
Fun fact about Carmel, it has the Guinness Book of World Record for most roundabouts in the United States.
That's terrifying.
138.
Indiana's home to a lot of things. Most coffin production and most roundabouts. You think those are correlated?
What else do we have?
Coffins, roundabouts, corn.
You get fireworks at the border.
Yeah.
We do have fireworks.
Second largest for popcorn.
Is there a C word for roundabout? Circle road?
I'm trying to think of a traffic circle.
Traffic circle. Okay, because I'm trying to think of, like...
We're European, we call it a traffic circle.
I'm just trying to think of alliteration.
Yeah, no, that's what the... I'm pretty sure that's what the British call them. The French call them roundy-boos.
Roundy-boos?
I'm kidding.
That sounds like something Australia would say. Hey, look, it's a roundy-boo.
Are there even roundabouts in Australia?
I'm not a good Australian.
That was a good Australian accent. I can't do Australian at all.
G'day, mate.
Well, you got to take a British person and make them cool.
I can't do either of those.
Oh.
No, I can't do accents. I can do, like, a Kermit voice if I try, and that's about it. And that's not even good.
I want to hear you do a Kermit voice in overalls.
Everyone at home, I'm sorry. I'm going to turn down my mic because I'm going to be...
He's just going to turn off his mic and do it in the studio.
That's the way to go.
I can't do it. I really can't do a Kermit voice anymore.
Yeah, that's good enough.
I'm really dehydrated, I should mention.
What?
Well, that's gonna
Max
be great.
Brings water.
I bring water. I bring water.
Then why don't you bring the water in the studio?
I don't want to spill it all over the board.
Well, that's why you got a cup holder over there.
That's too far though, because then you have to reach over and get
that's
it.
That's a
not
cup
for
holder.
Me.
Yeah.
I thought it was the hole in the desk.
No, the thing
you put over
it on top.
The hole.
Oh, that's not a cup. That's a coaster.
No.
Yes.
No,
that is a coaster.
Well, fine.
You said cup holder.
You
cup
can call
like
it a coaster, but it never coasts from that position.
I was going to say, like, I'm pretty sure if I put my water there, it's just going to slam into the tower.
I'm going to go throw it at you now.
Well, yeah, if you don't throw your water bottle.
Fair enough.
So, how about dogs, huh?
Dogs?
Yeah, we were on Australia. Let's talk about some, like, tamed dingoes.
Or drop bears. Are dingoes and drop bears the same thing?
I have no idea what a drop bear is.
You don't know what a drop bear is?
For all of our Australian listeners, please inform us.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, for everyone listening to Australia, send us an international call.
I'll inform you right now. Drop bears are terrifying. Ladies and gentlemen, I am terrified of drop bears.
Oh, we're doing this skit again, huh?
This amazing bit. I am terrified of drop bears. You want to know why?
Why?
Because their name is all you need to know about them.
They're a fictional character.
No, they're real.
No, they're not.
No, they're real. Drop bears
are
real.
No, they were a hoax.
No, they're real.
You're telling me that, like, koalas that want to eat people are real.
Yeah, that's real. Koalas which drop out of trees and attack people are real.
They're aggressive, I know that, but do they attack people? Not unless you probably provoke them.
What if they're having a bad day?
That's true.
Oh, well, then you're screwed.
If you steal their food, they go wild.
How are you
going to
Well, of course they're wild. How are you going to steal a koala's food?
Well, you just
take the tree?
Exactly. Yeah. You just take the tree parts off.
And they drop down from the tree.
Exactly.
And they attack you.
Yep. See, we are on the same wavelength.
When I thought of drop bears, I thought of like an 800-pound fat grizzly bear that would just hit, like, drop on people and crush them.
That's so scary. That's way more scary.
That's
than
way more scary. Fun fact, though, you know, California's flag has a bear on it.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that bear's gone extinct.
What?
Yeah, the California grizzly, no longer with us. No.
You're full of fun facts, which are really sad. Like most roundabouts.
What's
coffins.
Sad about roundabouts?
So many things. Have you been in a roundabout?
I've been through Carmel, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not scary. Hey, think about it. There's a town in England that has it worse. There are over 320 in there.
Everything in England is worse. Sorry to all of our international viewers who live in England. You guys just
what are they gonna do? Complain to us?
Oh, what are you gonna do? Call in.
They're going to be,
do it.
Yeah, they're going to call in and be like, well, excuse me, I'll have you know.
Tally-ho, I'll have you know.
How did you say that with an Irish accent,
I can't
but it's
do
a British word?
I can't do
How
British.
Did that work?
I can't do British. Max, you want to read the legal ID while I cry?
Okay, we are live on WBDG FM HD1, Indianapolis. We are Indies Giant 90.9 in your station for variety.
I think there was a stomach growl in the background there. I'm sorry. My stomach is growling.
Dare
today.
You interrupt
All
me.
All right. So, well, what this means is Ryan won't be here tomorrow.
Yeah, probably. No,
Bye, Ryan.
I had to leave early yesterday from stomach pains.
Yeah.
And I'm probably going to not today because I'd feel bad for my mom. So, I'm stuck.
Ah,
here.
Yes. That's the reason why.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks, man. I'm sorry to hear that, though.
No, I got that. Can we talk about IBS on radio?
If you make it a PSA.
We're talking about the awards, obviously.
Yeah, IBS. I have IBS awards coming up, and it's really Cooper lost his mind at that. And it's really annoying. As happy as I am to be a part of the IBS awards, it really gets in my day and makes it really hard for me to live a complete life without using the bathroom all the time. Those are unrelated. The IBS awards and using the bathroom seem to always come up together. Okay.
You broke Cooper.
I broke Cooper. That's how you do it. That's how you get past radio sensors.
Welcome to Off the Rails.
Off the Rails. Cooper's losing it. Do we need a sound effect to transition?
Of course.
Here's the Chris button.
Chris button? Okay, transitioning. We were kind of talking about sleeping earlier.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, You guys have any crazy dreams recently?
I dream all the time, every night.
Every night?
Every night.
Let's hear a dream.
Let's hear a dream. Which one?
Right now.
Right now. Which one? I'm not dreaming. I'm not asleep.
Oh, okay. Well, then you'll think of one. I'm going to say one. I had a dream that I was hiking last night. Like, hiking and falling. And it sucked. Like, I kept falling in the dream. And then then it just turned into a dream where I was visiting friends all across town. And I was on top of a skyscraper looking over Indianapolis, and I was like, where's Gary? And then, what? Like, Gary in Indiana, not Gary, my friend.
You mean the city on the other side of the state?
Yeah.
Yep, right. I was like, where's by Gary? Illinois.
Yeah. And,
All right, yeah.
That was my dream. I was, like, traveling the world of Indiana.
Wow.
Was Indiana part of the Rust Belt?
The what?
The Rust Belt.
Rust Belt?
I believe so.
What's a rust belt?
It's a big amount of industry that was like a bunch of steel mills across the U.S.
Yeah, Gary is like known for their steel production.
So was Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, known for cars. Detroit, and then there was Pittsburgh is really known for.
Yeah.
Yeah, Detroit's kind of left.
Gary's known for steel, right? Wasn't it?
Steel or coal.
Yeah, it was something like base level, and then it wore out, and then it became like almost a ghost town now.
Yeah.
Shout out to Gary, Indiana.
That's a lot of towns, though.
Yeah.
Like, just look at Ripjaw.
Exactly. I don't even know what that is.
There Ripjaw, Indiana. It's a ghost town.
Wow. That's a cool name. We should keep that. Bring it back. Bring back Ripjaw. Sick name.
You need to have everyone live there.
Oh, no. The town still
there.
Exists.
Oh.
It's still called that.
Still. Oh, well, then move to Ripjaw, everyone. Everyone listening, I have a request to make. You know, I don't request many things on this show except for all the time. And I request you to go out to Ripjaw and live there now.
We need to do a live remote from Ripjaw, Indiana. I don't know how far it is. Let's have a...
I'm assuming it's very far.
But
there's like tumbleweeds.
You know,
there's
a great thing you can do.
Yes, it just turns it to the west.
You go on the internet and then you find where in the world Ripjaw, Indiana is. And then see if we can go there.
Max, do you have any weird dreams?
Almost all of them are weird, and I can't think of any examples, though. They're all just boring, though. That's the main thing.
Yeah, I mean, most
it's
dreams
like
are
just
boring.
It's like just real-life stuff.
Unfortunately,
just going bad.
Yeah. My dreams are always weird, because they always happen ahead of time, and I never understand. I'm like, why am I dreaming about my classroom? And then I walk in the next day, and I see that exact scene. I'm like, oh.
Oh, you get, like, deja vu.
I get the so much deja vu.
I get really bad deja vu. Because
I always somehow end up exactly where my dream had me, and it's just so weird, because I'm like, wow, why am I here?
Mine's always at work. I'm always, like, I think it's because it's such a consistent environment. Like, it's always like I'm, like, putting a box up and I'm like, wow, I feel like I've done this 400 times. Because I have.
I think that's unrelated.
No, but I feel like it's, like, that exact way of doing it. I'm like, I've done this before. This exact scene, I look around and I feel like I've looked around that exact same way. I hate deja vu.
I don't mind the feeling.
I do. I hate the feeling of deja vu. It makes me go, like, crazy. I feel like an actual insane person. Shout out to Deja Vu. I am terrified of Deja Vu. You guys like this bit where I just say I'm terrified of something?
This bit's gonna get old so fast.
I am terrified of this bit.
You want to know something that I am absolutely terrified about?
What are you terrified about?
Oh, I am absolutely terrified by the amount of bad drivers I've seen.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Welcome to Indiana.
Yeah, but, like, it's gotten bad.
Bad. Well, I mean, a lot of new drivers. There's always new drivers, I guess, but class of 2023 just started driving, mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
I apologize, Indiana.
Yeah.
Watch out for class of 2023.
How many people have you cut off?
I haven't cut off anyone. I'm a good driver.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared of driving.
Oh, well, I got a notification. Same. I wonder what this could be. Ah, oh, it's a normal app that I don't care about.
Wow. Shit. Get off your phone.
We are on the radio.
We are on radio
Cooper.
Right now.
How dare
no, we're 10
you?
Seconds
this is a radio
ahead
show.
Of the radio.
Well, we're 10 seconds ahead of radio. We need that radio time.
Exactly.
That voice sounds like something that I've heard before. Why have I heard that voice?
Because it's a commercial voice.
Yeah, it is a commercial voice.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
No. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Oh my god, that hurts my throat.
Yeah, I've done that before. I answered the phone that way.
Yeah.
That was a fun
day.
You
did like Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yes,
oh,
I am.
Yeah. That's rock.
I cannot do it live on air though, because I found out, unfortunately, it peaks the microphone no matter how like low you get it. So that's fun.
We're gonna test that out right now.
We're gonna test that out.
Let's test it out.
Oh, I haven't done that voice in a long time. I would like to apologize in advance.
Right, we're busy waiting.
Yeah.
I don't feel it.
Okay.
I'm sorry. He whipped out.
We were so excited.
I know. I was holding my breath.
Getting him ready. And then he just
If I'm going to do the voice, I'm going to have to go and get my water bottle.
Yeah, that hurt my voice just doing like the Sunday.
Sunday.
There we go. And it didn't peak. And it was at a good setting.
Yeah, I had to go like this.
Yeah, you did.
I had to get away from the microphone.
You guys tired? You guys sleepy? I'm pretty sleepy.
Stop talking about sleep while people are probably driving. That's not a great thing to do.
Don't crash your car and don't think about sleep, but I'm tired. I'm on, they up my meds, and so I think it's just making me sleepier all the time. I've fallen asleep in class here.
I've fallen and I can't get
up. I've big fallen and I never try to fall asleep in class. It's never something I want to do. It's always completely involuntary, and I feel like a monster whenever I do
it. I never want to do it, except when I do, and that's in physics.
I guess I do it in math.
We need to get your physics teacher on the air one day, and you two can just finally hash it out.
Fight, well, the problem is I'm not the only one. Like, it's like 50% of our class, and it's consistent.
Bring in half of your class.
Yes, let me bring in half of my physics class.
How
while
many people
they're
are
in class.
There?
We do a remote episode. Yep. We bring in a microphone. We just go up to people and they're like snoring, and we just like mic them.
We go up to HD2 where they're like just falling asleep snoring. We just put the microphone. You're live on it.
There's so much sass in this episode. Making fun of people snoring, making fun of family members snoring, even. That's kind of
again, those are still people. They're just snoring.
No, family members aren't people.
They're more than people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's such a great bit. Yeah.
Good bit. No, my stomach hurts.
Vin Diesel
so much.
Approves.
Vin Diesel approves. Oh, right. He's all about family.
Yeah. He's family.
Have you guys watched Fast and Furious?
Which one?
I have a brother who really loves the franchise. So, yes, I've watched almost all of them except the first one.
Aren't you supposed to watch them out of order?
No, I thought you were supposed to watch them in order.
I don't remember. I haven't seen that. I've only seen the first one in Tokyo
Drift.
That's
the ones I've seen.
Tokyo Drift is like completely out of the order. They just randomly threw it in.
It's just randomly there. They wanted to get Japanese viewers.
And it's way cooler.
Well, there's a reason why, I guess, in the storyline, I've been told.
Well, you have to admit, though, with the first one and all that and all the muscle cars, it kind of gets boring. But then, you know, you go to Tokyo Drift, you get the small, fast, zippy cars.
There's like, this is like Fast and Furious lore. I feel like I'm learning more as I listen. Everyone at home who is here for a great time, I'm sorry. You're not getting that. You're getting Fast and Furious.
I'm sorry.
We're sorry.
That was like apt. That was exactly how
we did it.
I didn't do my sad voice, but I...
You got good enough.
Yeah. For those confused, we have an ad, which is literally just us apologizing,
and it
airs.
We need to play the game show sound effect after.
We play the Price is Right theme.
Do we have that, like, in our library?
In our library?
You go ahead and find that.
We're just going to start doing that on
Let's
the air.
Are we just going to play our ad? You going to play our ad?
Should we?
No.
No? Okay, let's not.
Okay. Guess not. I'd find it, but I guess not. Yeah. No ad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cooper, why are you wearing a Purdue hoodie?
Why wouldn't I be wearing a Purdue hoodie?
I know why he is, because it's IU Purdue tonight. They are battling in a
that
basketball game.
That is not
game.
At all why
so,
I'm wearing it.
7:30 p.m. FS1.
Mute this man.
You're not going to want to miss the action. It's going to be a good one. Purdue looking for, what is it, win number 10 in a row or something?
No, you muted a...
Something like that.
Yeah. Sports talk. Yeah,
we got the sports show coming up, so I'm doing their job for them.
Wow.
You're welcome.
That's kind of rude.
I apologize.
You should.
I'm sorry.
I'm not sorry.
Okay.
We're not sorry.
Yeah. Same joke. Okay.
Yeah. No, the reason I'm wearing a Purdue hoodie is it's super soft, and I want to go there. So
that's good.
Why don't you go to IU?
Nah, the closest I'd get to IU is IUPUI.
Makes sense. That's good campus. Probably.
And I still get the Purdue degree, so.
There you go. I want to go to IUPUI.
IUPUI is kind of lit. Thank you. Shout out to IUPUI for being affordable and close to my house.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Like, real talk. Go don't Jaguars. Have to drive. Don't have to live in college. I could just live in my mom's basement.
Yeah.
Until college.
You're going to live there anyway.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where are you going to live?
In my mom's basement, obviously. Where else would I live? My mom's attic.
Oh, I was going to say the Dairy Queen dumpster.
Oh, that too. I do fit in really well. Like, they love me there. Shout out to Terry at the Dairy Queen dumpster. That guy, he taught me how to fish.
Homeless Harry and Terry.
Homeless Harry and Terry. My name doesn't rhyme with them, so they don't really like me that much.
Oh, wow.
They call me Rary.
That makes sense.
So I fit in. Is that what comedy is?
Is this what the show's come to, is making jokes like this?
Yeah, it's called Off the Rails. We've fallen apart.
This isn't even off the rails. I feel like I'm not even on a train anymore. I'm pretty sure this is a bus.
It could be a Greyhound.
Nah, we're cheap. It's a Megabus.
I don't even know what Megabus is.
No, you've never taken a Megabus up to Chicago?
I've never been on it, but I have seen the Megabus.
They have the creepiest mascot I've ever seen, but they have great buses.
Oh, I guess you weren't on top then. I was told it sucks like when you're on the top row because it's a double-decker.
Yeah, I'm never up there, though.
See, that's why you had a good experience. Those who are on the above level say they always have a bad experience.
Well, that's their fault for choosing the top row.
How does that happen? How do you get a different experience when you're on top? Is it like...
It probably sways a lot more.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess.
It's a big bus and, like, big bridges.
I didn't even think we had double buses in America. I thought that was, like, London only.
Well, they're mainly just commercial buses, like Megabus, you know, where they ferry people around. Because what they do, they go from somewhere in Indiana, like Indianapolis, to Chicago, which is really nice.
That's lovely.
Because it means I don't have to drive to O'Hare.
Let's talk a little bit about driving, okay? Mm-hmm. I love making people irrationally angry, because that's my favorite thing to do in life.
Do you drive slowly?
Do you have a Civic by chance?
I don't drive. I'm scared of driving, and when I do drive, it's a Honda Odyssey, which is a minivan.
Oh, no. The stereotypes.
Minivan mafia. Let's go.
But So after we leave the studio and I go to school, I sit in a room full of people all over Area 31. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are going here for manufacturing and car things, which I don't understand.
Automotive,
that's the word. I like to make them very angry because I'm taking a totally different class than them.
Uh-huh.
The exact opposite of what I'm sitting in a very comfortable chair talking.
Mm-hmm.
What I do is I ask very dumb questions.
Oh, no. You're going to be like, hey, guys, so this car thing, right? Is the engine in the back?
Yeah, that's exactly what I asked. It was, how does an engine work if it's in the front of the car? How does an engine... Because if you're shooting the car forward, shouldn't the engine be in the back to push it?
That's not how cars work.
Hey, some people don't understand cars,
Wouldn't the car go backwards if it was in the front of the... Like, I think Tesla has it figured out.
They have one engine on each wheel.
Yeah.
So they don't have a main engine.
So the wheels can go. That's way smarter. Why didn't we do that sooner?
Because we discovered that instead of doing that and having a super heavy car, we can just take a rod and affix it to an axle so it can turn.
What? What's an axle? Is that like the axis powers? That's kind of messed up. He took his headphones off.
Hey, listen, I told you, some people don't understand cars. Cars are hard to understand, which is weird because all of my family's good at understanding cars, and then there's me. I'm on the radio.
Didn't you break your headlight?
No.
What's up with this sass? Oh my god.
Did you break your headlight? What conversation did we have that I ever said that?
On your F-150.
Yeah, no, my F-150 is perfectly fine. I never broke my headlight.
I feel like you broke your headlight.
No.
Yeah, that you had to replace the bulb in it or something.
I know what you're doing. You're just trying to get me to have a phone call after the show. And they're going to be like,
speaking of phone calls,
why'd you break this truck? And I'm like,
speaking
I didn't
of phone
it,
calls, if you want to call in, it's 317-244-9234.
Don't encourage right. them because they will.
Max's parents. Do you want to yell at him on air? We'll record it. We won't record
Max's
it.
Max's mom calls in. Maxwell, how could you?
Is that how your mom sounds? Is
I don't know. I've never heard
that's
his
the
mom.
Impression I give. It's not at all what she sounds like. That's just anytime I like pretend that she said something, I'm like, oh, Max, why did you do that?
Wow. You can do like an Elmo voice with that. That was impressive.
Yeah, you can also do Mickey Mouse. You should hear it.
You can do Mickey Mouse?
No. No.
Cooper's just lying
He's
today.
Just
He's just trying. I thought I was good at annoying people and lying and just being an idiot, but Cooper's just lying about, like, breaking stuff.
No, you sound like a great Mickey Mouse. You have to get him really upset, though.
Oh, wow, making fun of my voice.
Absolutely.
How
this is
you.
Off the rails. I'm trying to get it chaotic, people. Step it up.
Why can't angry. We go back to when we say nice things about Max?
No.
Oh, the first episode?
The first episode where I'm praising you. I'm kissing your guys' feet, practically.
That's like, all that first episode was.
That first episode
for
was
like
great.
30 minutes.
And it's been like 2 months since then. We just
yeah,
hate each
no,
other now.
Yeah, we've really...
Grow
Man,
to hate
we were like,
other.
Wow, everyone has a great show, and then we're all like, oh, wait, no one has a great
We've
show.
We've been stuck with each other since August.
Why is it?
Okay, transition noise. Cooper?
Yeah?
What's your opinion on eggs?
What? Oh, I love eggs.
You love eggs?
Yeah.
This is my transitionary question. Full question. What's your opinion on Eggs Benedict?
I'll eat them.
You'll eat them?
That mm-hmm. sounds British.
It's pretty British, but it's my favorite breakfast
Makes
food.
Sense.
Second favorite British, or favorite breakfast food.
What's China. Your first?
Biscuits and gravy.
How
Absolutely.
Dare you not
Absolutely.
Say waffles?
Not say waffle?
Yeah, waffles
You're
gonna
are tell
the
best. Me that waffles
are
better
than biscuits and gravy, really?
Yes. Yes.
You've
waffles
never had a good biscuits
America's
and gravy.
America's greatest
oh.
creation.
Yeah, America.
I don't think
this.
They were created in America.
Yeah,
was
well,
it Belgium?
I took them.
I don't know. I'm going to figure that out. I've never actually heard about anyone asking where waffles
Wasn't
are
the
from.
Waffle cone made in America?
I don't know.
It's very
we're
American.
We're
going to
find
feeling.
Out that the Belgian waffle was actually made in like Germany or something.
Yeah.
Like French fries were? French
yeah.
fries were made in Belgium.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. They're called Belgian waffles. So it has to be called. And waffle just sounds like a Germany word. So who knows? Maybe. Like, waffle sounds
waffles
like
waffles are from France and Belgium.
Yeah, wow. Waffle just sounds like an angry word.
Wee wee.
Wee wee.
Technically, the very first waffle was from ancient Greece, but...
Huh. See, it's from Greece, not France. So, minus one point for
everything
the
is from Greece.
Well, yeah, it's because they were really powerful back in the day yeah. and invented most things.
Yeah.
Thank
Up
you,
until they
Greece.
Didn't.
Nerds.
Thank you, Greece. No one else gonna join? Okay.
No.
No.
I always say thank you, Greece,
we
for
were,
all that you have done.
We were talking a little bit about AP history courses, and Cooper was saying they're pretty useless, and I brought up that I took art history AP, and
I can't
said,
believe that
Don't
an AP
get me
class.
Wrong. I love the classes, but they really just aren't going to help you in life.
Yeah, I guess, but I would like to say that because of AP art history, I know so much about Greece.
Yeah?
Like too much.
When is an employer going to ask about Greece?
I don't know. Like,
maybe it's just making him a better person for knowing
yeah.
history.
Oh, is yeah. he going to start speaking in a like Greek accent and
yeah.
say words that don't exist anymore?
Yeah. Speak Latin. No. The only reason I think art history has helped me other than art appreciation is when I go to a museum, it is the best thing in the world now.
Oh, you flex on everyone.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, guess who made this
I'm
over
like,
here?
Oh, this African piece is like crazy. We have a lot of really nice African pieces in Indiana and the IRA. Almost at IRA.
IRS?
And the IMA. Oh.
Wait, the IRA is something else.
That's not. Yeah, no. Not the Indiana Museum of Art.
Ruseum?
Yeah, but Indiana Museum
Excuse
of
me.
Art.
That's the Indiana Restaurant of Art.
There you
Thank
go.
You. You can eat fine pieces like Da Vinci's and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Wow. No,
that's a classic joke because people get the two confused with Caprio. That's so funny.
We're really off the rails.
I'm so tired.
You're tired? I'm just waking up.
So very tired.
Remember when you said like 5 minutes earlier, hey, people are driving. Let's not remind them that they're tired.
I'm saying I'm tired. What you were they're saying. Not tired.
This is arguing. This is bickering. You two are like an old married couple. I thought you were telling me to not say bicker.
What are the two Muppets?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like the guys who sit on top of the...
Yep.
Yeah, what are those called? Balconies?
balcony's the right word.
What was Abe Lincoln shot at? What were those called?
Some theater in Washington.
Oh. What is the things called? Balconies?
I think so.
Theater... Deaf booths. I don't know what they're called. But
yes, we're just going to call them John Wilkes Booth. Goodbye.
Oh, my God. Max's wit strikes again. Wow. The John Wilkes Booth.
These jokes, man.
Is that how you finish out the episode? There's nothing which can top that. Is that how we do it? Is that really? Ooh, I hit my mic. Is that really how we finish out?
I don't know.
Finish out on Crazy Train and John Wilkes Booth?